Hello, welcome to the Thursday, May 12th, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. Yesterday, one of the patches that Microsoft released was for Flash, and this is something we have seen in the last few months, where Microsoft does publish these Flash patches as part of Patch Tuesday. Now, according to Adobe, this particular patch does also fix a vulnerability that is already actively been exploited, CVE-2016-4117. However, this vulnerability does not just affect Windows, it also affects OS X, Linux, and Chrome OS. However, for these other operating systems, apparently there is no patch available. Exploitation may only affect Windows. We don't know this based on the fairly short advisory that Adobe published yesterday, but the vulnerability definitely does exist in these other operating systems. And at this point, we also don't have an ETA for a patch for these other operating systems. And USERT, together with Onapsis, is reporting that several companies have been attacked using vulnerable SAP installs. Apparently, the common denominator here is the invoker servlet that had not been properly disabled, and sites that were exposed to the public have been exploited using this vulnerable configurations. This invoker applet is used in a number of Java-based SAP products, so you may want to check that list and then double check that your system is correctly configured. Now, if you don't check, an attacker who will find this vulnerability will have full access to your SAP platform. And this vulnerability was first reported actually in 2010, so it's not a new vulnerability, but apparently enterprises are still running SAP with this vulnerable configuration. And remember, a couple weeks ago I was talking about how CryptXXX now can be decrypted thanks to a free decryption tool that has been published. Well, the bad guys have taken note and they now came predictably up with a new version of CryptXXX that no longer is susceptible to this particular decryption tool. So now you're back left with paying up. This latest version also changes the way this particular crypto ransomware works by locking the screen, so you no longer have any control over an infected workstation. It also now calls its decryption tool, for which you have to pay the Google decryptor, probably trying to borrow that Google brand name in order to gain some legitimacy with infected users. And Cisco's Talos security team did look at the very popular compression library and tool 7-Zip. And well, no big surprise here, really. This tool suffers from a number of critical vulnerabilities that could lead to code execution. The problem, of course, with these compression tools is that they tend to be embedded in numerous devices, numerous other products. Cisco did add a link to a Google search for this particular tool in order to highlight the wide range of products that do include 7-Zip. And back to ransomware for a minute here, there is now a nice Google spreadsheet that summarizes 100 plus different families and versions of ransomware, how to recognize them, and also where to find decryption tools in case a decryption tool is available for a particular ransomware product. This has been put together by a number of different people and looks really helpful in case you have to identify a new ransomware infection, want to know a little bit more about it, and figure out if there is a decryption tool available freely or not. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.